Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for today. I heard a news report that stated two young cadets were stranded on a mountaintop in New York for several hours with temperatures reaching as low as minus 5 degrees Fahrenheit. Praise God they were airlifted off the cliff, saving their lives. The young men contribute their rescue to the call they made from their cell phones. Technology never ceases to amaze me. Let's face it, communication is everything today. I sometimes wonder how we made it before all this existed. As you think about communicating, how important is it to hear God speak to you today? If we look at 2 Book of Samuel, chapter 12, starting at verse 1, we see where God sent the prophet Nathan to King David with this very hard rebuke. The message from God showed his anger toward the king because he despised God's word, which meant he despised God by his actions. You might wonder what this king, the one that wrote most of the Psalms and who truly loved God, did. To put it simply, he killed to steal and hide an adulterous affair. King David had one of his elite warriors, Uriah, killed in battle because the king had an affair with his wife. The prophet told King David that he faced severe consequences for his sin. The land that he governed would never have peace while he was alive, and he would be humiliated in public that day, and finally the child that was conceived as a result of his adulterous act would die. Would this be the message God wants us to hear today? Does God feel like we despise him when we openly sin? Your first thought might be, no way, this isn't true. Why would God say this? You love God and are thankful for all that he has done. If you think about it, when you disobey his word, aren't you looking down on the lifestyle the Lord chose for you? Aren't you loathing God's way when you knowingly choose to disobey the Lord? In other words, like King David, don't we feel contempt for God when we openly entertain sin? The question to answer is to decide if you love God's way of life or do you love God but despise his commandments? If you are entertaining a sin, then it is apparent, according to Scripture, that you despise his commandments, which result in consequences. Would they be the same as David faced? No peace, public humiliation, death to a child? Wow! I believe the answer depends on your relationship with God. Do you fear the Lord? You see, death is the result of sin. Remember the command in the garden, if you eat the fruit of the tree of good and evil, you will die? But God loved his creation so much that he gave us Jesus to pay the price for our sins so we could live. Remember, God forgave David's sin because he feared the Lord. If you have Jesus in your heart and repent, your sin is also forgiven. And according to Hebrews 8:12 and Hebrews 10:17, they are remembered no more. They are gone forever. And you start all over being renewed in Jesus. If you do not have Jesus the Christ in your heart, you will face eternal death and damnation. I would suggest to anyone that fears God and has a loving relationship with Jesus to ask for his forgiveness immediately and get back to God's holy lifestyle. Your peace will come back. You will be restored. Amen.